views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It is great to be back with you today, and welcome, whether you're watching the live stream. If you are, we just started doing that. This is our third show where we're video live streaming as well as the audio. And you can check out the details over on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. I know it's oyster with an R in front of it. And it's funny because a lot of people will say, how do you spell your name? And we always say oyster with R in front, and we get the longest blank stares. So It's really that simple, but it at the same time, when that's rolling off the tongue, it's not always that easy. So I just wanted to share that. It's a way that we remember it, and it helps other people sink it in when they're looking for the website. And I always have two N's on my name. So with that, we have a pretty cool show today. We want to talk about, it's healing the heart chakra. And I'm about ready to start another, I think we're going to do a live webinar. I'm working on that right now, and it should be out within the next week or so, but we want to work on the chakras. And it came to me that chakras, that, you know, we study the chakras, we look at the chakras, and this is metaphysical talking. It's the energy transformers of our body, and very connected to meridians and what I have discovered in my own experience and what I've read with research with others is it's very connected into your nervous system and, you know, connected into the centers. It's how we process everything energetically. So we're very much energetic beings. We have a physical vehicle here. This is kind of like our antenna. So it's time to dive into chakras again a little bit. And for some people, you might be brand new at this. So you're looking for what is a chakra, right? I don't want to throw a lot of terms out for people that are brand new to this, because I want you to know that it's never too late to start on a new path if you're feeling pulled into learning something new. Very much about that. And there is no talking over your head and all that. So I love questions coming at me. I go for it. I love answering, and I love helping people know that every bit of this you're capable of, and every bit of what I'm talking about, you can empower yourself and your life. And working and balancing what we call the chakras, which are energy transformers, we have a lot of them all through our body. We're talking about the fourth chakra, which is called the heart chakra, not your physical heart, but your energetic heart. It's where you process the emotions. It's where you process feelings, and clairsentience and empaths would be really feeling that. This month in particular with energies, I've been really focusing on how this is affecting us a lot. June is a big turning point for the year. So I just have really felt strong, and that's the intuition I'm receiving from the angels. I always ask and I converse with them. They're my team. They're my team. I mean, I feel like I say we a lot because there's a lot of them. I mean, I'm working with them all the time. I can't imagine doing any of it without them. But my spirit guides as well, my guardian angel. And sometimes I get information from, you know, people that have passed. But I been getting a lot of guidance and comfort and what I can share with you when I just stop and I connect and I ask the angels, how can we make the most out of where we are right now? And every day that changes. So right now we have a new moon that we went into, I think, on the 4th of June. It was a Gemini moon. And then there was the Grand Cross. And if you look at astrology, that will explain that more. So I don't want to take too much time on that because I'm going into what I'm focusing on. I've got a time limit with a radio here. But, you know, the heart chakra needs some healing right now because we've been working on our relationships because of the energy that's been going through. Whether we want to or not, we're working on our relationships. It's not just romantic, though. We've been focusing a little bit on that because it was going to hit that one directly. And the reason for that was romantic or personal. Let me put it that way. Very close relationships. So what if you're not in a romantic relationship, but you have close relationships? Maybe you live alone and it's your dog. Maybe you just live with your parents, or your parents are living with you, or it's a best friend and your roommates. You know, whatever that situation is, someone that's close to you, a best friend, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel that it's pointing out things to work on and improve, or to release and let go, forgive. And we've had a lot of people going through major breakups. They've been going through, this isn't working anymore. And they don't understand. And at first that's hurting and you're trying to hold on to something. Look at if you really should be holding on to it. Maybe you should let go of it because there's a lot of reasons why. For you to grow, because we're on a learning journey here. This is what this is about. We're going deeper into, why am I here? Why does this matter, right? Why does anything that happened in my life happen? And what's going on? Energetically, when you look at that, and we work on chakras and balancing and things like that, we're going to work with the heart chakra today. You're going to find that now life is coming through with the way you actually intended or dreamed. And believe it or not, we have to get out of our own way most of the time. A lot of people say, I want change, I want change, I want change, I want change, I want change. And then you're not willing to go with the changes when they make themselves known to you. What about, you know, if you had a chance to really go for your dreams, are you going to stop dead in your tracks and be scared and talk yourself out of it? Are you going to have second guessing and go, oh, you know, I don't know about that. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe it's a little too hard. Things like that. Yeah. And then the next day you might be saying, nothing good ever happens for me. Okay. That's what I mean about tripping ourselves up. We can trip ourselves up most of the time. And it's never going to be about something outside of yourself. If you're still blaming somebody else, if you're still, hi, Emmy. That's my co-host over there. How you doing? One of these days, she might show up in the shot and you can actually see her. She's over here hanging out, watching. She's on guard. Anyway, you know, if you had so much that you want to do, and then you're afraid and you're talking yourself out of it, or it's about because somebody else is in your way, there's some work and growth and some soul growth to do for you. When you're ready. And I know I went through it, and man, let me tell you what, I could throw some temper tantrums in the day. Oh, I could. I really could. And this is what's funny. I have that, if you want to look at DNA, I have that Highlander Scott or Irish. The family argues. I keep hearing two different things. I go, do you guys know what we are or not? You know, and it's not all of what I am, but I have that. And then I'm like, well, no wonder we're so fiery when we believe in something. And yeah, I have that fire. But you learn how to redirect the fire into something productive and positive. So instead of all the temper tantrums I used, man, I could be stubborn too. Wow. I had to learn kind of the hard way. I had to go to the school of hard knocks on some of that stuff. And once I went through that, completely different life, completely different experience. And I share that with you because we all go through our lessons, and we might have different ones in this lifetime, but we have them. So I want you to think about that. Your heart is going to be what you're feeling in the moment, the emotions, whether it's anger, betrayal, love, excitement, positive. If it's in a place where you feel that you need to change it, like you're hurting or something's not right, this show is for you. This is where you want to be. So if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. We're taking calls. If you want a little bit of a reading on what's going on with your energy and your heart, what's going on with relationships, don't hesitate. Call right in. You can also send me a message later if you're listening to this on the recording or the podcast later. Go ahead and send a question in, and I can answer it on next week's show. So I have that option too. And you can find all of that at my website or write to radio@jenroyster.com. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to start diving into healing the heart chakra. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Late at night when the wind is still, I'll come flying through your door.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes
We are back. If you are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our live video streaming. This is our third one, and we keep improving it and tweaking it, so we enjoy bringing the visual to you because we want to have a more interactive show. So on my cinema page at my website at the bottom, we have the chat if you wanted to interact there. Also, you know, just go check it out. I mean, we'll always have the archive up too if you want to do that. And we have audio streaming. We have everything live right now through WBLQ and Westerly at the station. And we also have with TransformationTalkRadio.com. So that's where all the live streaming is going on for audio, just like traditional radio. We just are throwing an extra wrench in there because why not? I cannot wait. Once we get some of this ironed out in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be pulling out the easel, the paints, because I want to go back into the intuitive readings that I paint. That's one of the things that was pushing me to do this. That's part of my heart and soul. And I love putting a visual to the energy that I pick up when I do a reading. So that's one of the things that pushed me to put this video stuff together. And I'm just going to keep plugging and tweaking this to get it all worked out. There's a lot of bells and whistles going on. So once we get that worked out, we're going to bring that in. And I'm going to really be excited about bringing that to you visually on a regular basis. I can't wait to do that. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about healing our heart chakra. Yes, healing our heart chakra. Our heart chakra is something that we need to make sure that we are tending to. Our heart processes all of our emotions, our feelings, and a broken heart. A lot of times, you know, when we say that term, my heart is broken, or I've been betrayed or hurt, our physical heart will feel that. Yeah. You know, have you heard of died of a broken heart? Well, you know, they got evidence on that in scientific research, okay? You can look that up yourself. But, you know, what I want to work on is how we could reset that, how we could improve our heart chakra and help it and actually listen to it. Now, the heart chakra is one of the most dynamic chakras of all the chakras. You have 1 through 7 are the major ones. You have them in your hands, your feet, you have them everywhere. We have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 above, and I have an entire workshop on 8, a 4-week intensive just on chakra 8. This is the other ones. Don't worry about that one until you're ready for that. That's pretty intense and deep, but you want to have a good foundation. We're going to be putting a good foundation of chakra courses out for you very soon. That's one of the things I'm going into because it's needed right now. And because we're going through such change, there's so many people waking up that are ready now. So, you know, I want to get that information out there to you. Now, chakra 1 is at the root, at the very base of your spine. And then you have 2, 3. 3's at your solar plexus, you know, the gut where you're feeling it, you know. And then 4 is literally right in the center of your chest where your physical heart is, you know, sitting a bit to the left. Well, the heart chakra is where there's a transition point between 1, 2, and 3 are all about the physical life, your life here, everything physical. And then there's a transition point where it starts to go into the more spirituality of you and, you know, higher beyond just a physical. What's going on behind everything that's going on physical. So 4 is big for that. Okay. And 4 is a very big one for this month of June 2016, because the second half of the year, this was our turning point here where we need to get our heart in the right place. If it's not, and you know whether it is or isn't, and it's up to you, you have potential, you have absolutely everything you could just imagine if you were to look at what can I do to improve the way I am about everything, the way I feel about everything. How can I love more? How can I bring love in if I seem to be repelling it? Yeah, you can repel love. You can feel so isolated, and then you get the anger and the bitter and like nobody loves me and, you know, it's never going to happen for me. You can be like that. And that's a claim to the universe. You want more of that. I want to help you shift that. And don't be afraid. If you have had your heart broken or if you've been just through the ringer and it hasn't been so good in the past, that does not mean you have to move forward and stay in that. No. You can believe that, but until you start to shift that perspective, you'll probably stay in that. I don't know. That's up to you, because nobody can choose things like that for you. But you can reset. You can clear away, lower what I call lower toxic energy, feelings, beliefs, thoughts that are causing where you are right now that you don't want. And then you can shift that. Yes, you can shift that. And no, it's not just about stating and talking positive and then that fixes it. You know, that question comes up a lot. And I want to address that because, yes, you want to work on something more positive. You want to do some self-love, obviously. To draw love in, you have to have self-love. You have to put out a vibe that you're worthy of love, not that you're not worthy of love. And it starts with how you feel about yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Now, you know, this can take a lot of different turns, but if you are very berating of yourself or you believe someone else's opinion of you, things like that, all of those things, or you've just been through something really tough and you're just having a hard time, I would start with tending in a very gentle way. I would start with learning about the chakras and how they're communicating with you, how they're showing and reflecting to you where you need to go in a direction. That when you work on the chakras, especially the heart chakra, but you want them all to be in a balance. You don't want one. You don't want to work on just one. And I do want to mention that. You don't want to work on just one and it's, you know, bigger or brighter or however you want to describe that in a clarity, and the rest of them are all dirty, like dirty windows you can't see out of. That's not going to be a balanced life either. It's almost better for them to all be balanced together and gently move up. Gently clean all. And so everything's going at the same time. It'll be a lot less, I would say, a bumpier ride, you know, because that can be kind of all over the place. If one's very open and then the other ones can't handle what that one's receiving in, because you can close off your chakras, you can shut them down completely. And that happens a lot when we've gone through pain or something traumatic or something hurtful. We can shut it down. A lot of people have had their hearts shut down. But what I'm finding is that hearts are starting to open up and they don't quite know what to do with what they're feeling. If you're starting to feel and you never did before, it's opening. It's time for you. That's right there. It's time for you to get serious about it and learn and understand it and listen to it and respect it, because that's your higher self coming through in a very powerful way that is trying to get your attention. It's like, hey, it's your time. It's your turn. It's your turn to be happy. It's your turn to grow and thrive. And you can see some of that as, you know, bumpy, but it doesn't have to be bumpy. It does not have to be bumpy. Absolutely not. So, you know, we're about to go to a break. When we come back, we'll take a caller. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. The heart chakra is probably going to be your absolute best friend. And you can trust your heart for what's right for you. A clear, balanced heart chakra, even more so. It'll bring the confidence in. That comes from the third chakra. The third chakra is your confidence. So you see how they all work together. You want to be confident. to trust your intuition and what your heart is telling you. You want to be confident. So that's why I'm going to be definitely putting the workshop together. It's needed, and it's going to be updated, not what we've seen for the last 30 years, which is a very good foundation, but we need something for what we're doing now, what we're going through right now. And if you want to find out when that comes out, because that's what I'm going to be focusing on working on next week, actually. And we're going to do a live webinar on that because I want to help you guys out. Go to my website, put your, you know, sign up for the newsletter, because I put all of that out in the newsletter. I put the newsletter out once a week, unless there's some kind of special event, you might get an extra one. But most of the time it's once a week with all the upcoming shows or events like this that I'm going to be putting out. And this year I'm putting out a lot of them. It's time. I need to get this work out because it's needed. I need it. I want to do this with you. I want us to do it together. I want you to thrive, and I want 2016 to be the best year you've ever seen. So, and we're going to definitely be working on balancing these chakras. So with the heart chakra today, we're working on how we could reset it and clear it. I'm going to go into that a little bit more. We'll take a caller. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to keep powering on with healing the heart chakra. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, meet my friends at the Maca team. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is known worldwide for its huge array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the Maca team is here to bring you the best maca the Peruvian mountains has to offer. Yellow maca, used to promote endurance, vitality, fertility, hormone health, and much more, is on sale now. I love it. Visit themacateam.com to order yours now. Themacateam.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425- 651-0404.
Back. If you are just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to the Jen Royster Show, or you might be watching our video live streaming. You can check that out at my website, jenroyster.com. And we have a topic today that is really close to the heart, obviously. It is healing the heart chakra, not the physical heart, but they are related. They affect one another. And with that, I believe we had a caller. Did we still have a caller, Brian?
Indeed we do, my friend. It's the one of our regulars, Corina from California. Welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hi, Corina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, actually. Thank you. How are
okay.
you guys doing?
What can we do for you today?
Good. Thank you. I have been working on a shift somehow, and it's been helping a lot. And I was wondering if you had any recommendations so I can, you know, continue and go that way. My goal is to reach a level where I don't smoke. I smoke,
oh.
and I don't want to smoke anymore. But it seems like the more I want to quit, the more I'm smoking. So I am.
So you're having a little discussion with the other side of we call it that ego side of us is fighting the higher self side. You know, I'm going to put that out there just to bring that mountain down a little bit for you. Because
yeah.
when we feel ourselves sabotaging ourselves like that, it's what we always had in place, that programming that we always did it this way, and it's what it knows, our ego side, is trying to buck. It's like, hey, we've always done it this way. We don't want to change. And your higher self is saying, we want something better. So I wanted to put it in a perspective that way for you, because it's like a child that doesn't want to change. And the root of most of us, adults, child, anything, we want change, but we don't really want it. And the part that doesn't really want it is that side I'm talking about, that ego side that's just used to the way it's always been. So what I do personally that has helped me, because I have let me tell you, I've been there with the stubborn streak, is I talk to it. Literally, I say, you know, I know we always did it that way, but I'm looking to make things better for us, and I want you to work with me a little bit. And I'm coming in from my higher self side that wants that change. So when I do that, it just makes that big mountain seem so much smaller, and it's not near as frustrating. And I did want to share that with you, because it's a perspective that you can take when that urge comes up, and also finding something active. Now, I'm going to say this quickly, because sometimes when people are trying to stop smoking, they start eating more or they start going for the sugar or something like that. And just because they need something to do to replace what they did with that habit, if you can find something creative or active, whether it's walking or anything that you enjoy doing, gardening, whatever, or a creative craft or something you like to do to replace the urge of the activity of just the habit of working with a cigarette, look for something that you can replace it with. And at first it'll feel a little weird and you have to make it happen, but if you stay with it, most research shows it's 21 days and you have created a new habit that will replace the one you're trying to remove. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah. I mean,
sense.
There's a
yeah.
lot you can do. You just let it's
yeah, and I've tried it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. I mean, there's so many things you can do. The key is doing something different. Like it's throwing the apple cart up and doing it. And you can keep it simple. I mean, you don't have to get all complicated or anything, but just find something that you enjoy or you want to do, or or, you know, whether it, you might want to work with some meditations or maybe listening to something that will kind of chill you out. And another thing you can do, which I love, and this is something that we have all the time in our home, because when you're trying to stop a habit like that, you feel the tension, right? You feel in tension with it? Uh-oh. I'll keep going. Sometimes you'll feel the tension. And what we do is we keep a big pitcher of, like a 2-quart pitcher of brewed rooibos tea. It's R-O-O-I-B-U-S. And that is a wonderful antioxidant that will help your body as it's healing. And it's also a very relaxing, it's a very, very relaxing type of tea that you can drink. And it looks like we have Karina, are you there?
If you are within the sound of my voice, Karina, call back. We'll patch you right through immediately.
Okay. With that, I'm going to keep going with her question because she can always listen to it that way. And if okay. She shouldn't come back, that's okay. If she does, we'll get to her. But I wanted to go ahead and wrap that one up. The rooibos tea, I say rooibos. I've been told it's rooibos. Whatever. It's a pronunciation. But it's R-O-O-I-B-U-S. There you go. It's a red tea. And I like it. It's one of my favorites. It's a very relaxing, soothing tea. And you can drink it all day long. It helps with weight, from what I understand, if you want that. But it's soothing. It just antioxidant. There's nothing about this tea that is negative. It doesn't have caffeine in it, so it won't keep you up. You can drink that all the way up to going to bed. You might have to get up in the middle of the night and hit the ladies' room or the men's room, but you know, this is a great tea. It's a great replacement, like sipping on a tea versus smoking a cigarette. So I wanted to throw that as a suggestion out, because that would be a very good benefit. Detoxing the body while you're trying to remove a bad habit is huge. You want to detox simultaneously with working with that, because it makes it easier. Because when you get the toxin out of your body, a lot of the cravings and the gnawing and nagging at you is coming from those toxins being in there. Some take longer. I've seen where people have detoxed off of a drug, like, you know, a prescription drug or whatever it might be, and that one has taken a while. And it's like, wow, you wouldn't have thought that that would have done that. But you just stay with it. You keep detoxing your body. And you can do it gently. You can do that with, we do apple cider vinegar every day. I'm telling you right now, I'll tell you what I do. You got to find what will work for you. We use milk thistle on a regular basis. We use the teas. We use the chaga tea, the C-H-A-G-A, the chaga tea. That's the wonderful one that's like the adaptogen for whatever you need. But teas are wonderful to help you. So with that said, I've got to go to a break. I'm sorry we lost you, Karina, and I hope you can listen to this. And if not, go grab the podcast. I'm sure she will. She's been a regular listener now for a while, and it was great to talk to you. We're going to take that short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And what we have is we're healing the heart chakra today. We're healing it. We're working to clear it, you know, emotions. And your heart wants to love. It's the way you're wired naturally. But if you've shut it all down, and it wants to, it's afraid to open up for love. We have to heal, and then we have to reopen it. Right now, with the energy, like I was saying, the reason it feels so all over, I mean, one of the biggest symptoms that I've been hearing lately is you feel foggy mentally. You can't seem to focus. You have brain fog. You have dizziness, you feel maybe even the heart palpitations, and you know there's nothing physically wrong with your heart. If you feel like there's something wrong, you need to get that checked out. But these are very common symptoms that come with the energy flux that we're feeling right now. And it is not letting us avoid these things that we need to heal. So what my passion and what I really feel driven, I say passion because it feels like that. I just feel driven to help you find a way to release that and move through and heal. So we're going to take that short break now. You know, the breaks come fast and I was like, wait, we just did one. So we're talking about healing the heart chakra. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
That sad feeling from a broken heart, feeling so close to the end. Let me love you tonight.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back for the last segment. We're healing the heart chakra today. I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening or watching the Jen Royster Show, depending on how you're connecting in and listening to the live stream. We always have the archive podcasts available afterwards. So if you want to go check out what I have going on at my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Now, how do we reset? We've been talking about all the things that it can do and how important the heart chakra is. But how can we reset it or clear it if it's been closed off or we've been hurt? The first thing you want to do is start doing something kind for yourself. If it's been a bad patch, whether it be, I mean, you can start with physical things to do, improving the diet, like we were talking with Karina, the caller before. Doing something like that is letting your body know that you're listening and you care and that you're going to be bringing love back in. It's huge. The higher self of you is really ready to pop out. And that's the part that has your happiness. So you want to listen to that. Now, what's some other things you can do? Improving your lifestyle in little ways. Some won't cost anything. Some might. You might want to invest a little bit, depending on what your situation is. But start with something. And then keep building on that. Put your focus on, oh, that felt better. What else could I do? That felt better. What else could I bring in? And just slowly bring in. And these are things you can do physically, you know, in your life. These are things that you can do to improve life. Now, after that, what can you do? When you get to the point where, wow, I like that I've done all these physical things. Now, what could I do mentally with my thoughts? Huge. Whenever you find yourself complaining or you're talking about something where it hurt you, you reverse it. That is powerful. People don't take that seriously sometimes, but let me tell you what. Start working. One, you know, you got your physical body. You're starting with that. Work with that mental and that thought and those complaints that come in, like, how come nobody, nobody ever this? Or, you know, if you're blaming, if you start finding that you're complaining about others, you need to bring that back and you need to try to find positives about you. Why is it affecting you? If somebody else is upsetting you that much, you're very attached to something from that situation or that experience, whatever it might be. It could be you just are upset about somebody that walks by in front of you, you know, and you don't even know them, but it was something they did. That's clues right there on things you need to release that are just holding you back. Those are toxic energies to you when they're yanking your chain like that. These are things you can do. So you're paying attention. The reason we work with positive affirmations is we're providing the mind and the belief system that we have that's really not helping us anymore with an option. Okay, I guess I could stay the way I am, but it doesn't seem to be working. So what could I do? Well, I could change the way I'm processing this. You know, you could change and go with a more positive approach. At first, it'll feel awkward if you're really down in the dumps or you don't feel so positive. Yes, it'll feel awkward, but do it. Do it. Keep doing it. And it helps to write it out, honestly, if you can take a minute and say, okay, what am I saying? What are you saying behind the two words I am? I am tired all the time. You wonder why you're tired? When you say I am and you whatever you put behind it, you're telling the universe that's what you want. If you really listened and paid attention throughout your day, what you're saying. So instead of saying, I am angry, or I am hurt, or I am whatever it is that's negative, change what you're saying behind it. I am worthy of love. I am happy. You may not feel it right then, but you will if you stay with that. It's a way to work. It's a self-help way to work with where your thoughts are going. Give them an opportunity. It's trying on something new. It's trying it out. And your mind is going to go, that's never worked for me. Yeah, because that's the programming. What we were talking about earlier with the caller. The programming is so used to it being a certain way, especially if it's been like this for you for years. Whoa. Okay. For years. You want to look at, you know, it's always been that way. That's all I've ever known. And yes, that ego within us will kick up. It will. I guarantee you it will. And I want you to smile when that happens and go, you know what? It's working. Because if it's kicking up and trying to act up and trying to make you go back to the way it was, it feels a little threatened that you're going to replace what you've always done. That means it's working. So don't stop. Keep going. Keep going. I've worked with clients for years with this method, and every one of them, they, you know, that always happens at the beginning. But when they stayed with it, it worked. Some things will be faster than others, depending on how deep those roots go. So know that. Now, we've talked about what you could do physically, what you could do mentally. Now, what could you do emotionally? Acknowledge those feelings, even the ones that aren't so positive, whether it could be even jealousy or something very negative or hatred. You know, you need to honor that shadow side of you and let it be heard. It doesn't mean you're going to express it and throw it out all over everybody else. If you feel that you can't stop blaming somebody else, you're looking at the feelings of what's going on there. You may want to do that with someone, like a counselor or something, but you can't ignore them. They're there. They're part of you. When you accept, okay, yeah, I actually feel really upset about this. I really am upset about this. You have to accept things sometimes to be able to release it. And I want to make sure I say that to you. I want you to know you may, you know, I am angry. Yeah, that is. I'm angry. So then you go, okay, I'm angry. So now I am going to release it. And you start working a half step at a time. And you start working with that. Another wonderful thing within, this is energy work, by the way. This is all part of working with your energy field and shifting it. These are things you can do yourself. Nobody can do these things for you. Now, you can go to a Reiki practitioner. You can go to an energy healer. That's what I do. I do energy healing. I do distant energy healing. And you can get a glimpse. What I've noticed is when you do energy healing and somebody else is doing it, they're not doing it. They're just channeling that energy, okay? But it's to help give you an opportunity to see what that's like. Wow, this is what it's like without all that in there. But if you don't take a proactive approach after that, it all kind of comes back in. You don't want that. So you do want to work on what you can do yourself. Simultaneously, you can be clearing out this stuff with someone that can help you that's experienced with it. Absolutely. I do them all over the globe with my clients if that's what they want to do in their session. We use Skype or phone. You know, we do that. We're going to be doing a lot of live workshops with that, or webinars where you can be a participant that way with a group. I'm going to start doing all these kinds of things because it's needed. That's what I can do for you. But in your local area, you may find that there's someone that you could go see in person. Now, I definitely recommend it. If you've never tried it, if you've never tried energy healing with somebody, I say give it a shot. If there's nothing like it, you have to experience it. You have to experience it. So with that said, resetting the heart chakra, clearing out all the toxic beliefs, energies, feelings, emotions, and giving it a fresh reboot, so to speak, it will allow it to open up. And when you first start to open it up, you're going to get a little nervous with that. Like, ooh, I feel a little vulnerable. That's where you want to have some, you know, support. You know, if you feel like you are very new at this, absolutely. That's what this show's about. That's what I do. And there's a lot of practitioners and light workers out there that can help you too. But just do something to heal it. Don't stay in that darkness. Allow love back in. I want to say thank you so much for listening today, for watching today. Please let me know your feedback. Get on the newsletter. Absolutely. If you're not on the newsletter, please go join the newsletter because I'm getting ready to put out all kinds of good things that you can be a part of. And that's how I put that out there. I also put it out on my social medias. So go join me on Facebook, Twitter, you know, wherever. I mean, I'm on pretty much all over the place. Those are two primary ones that I am on. I have two pages over there over on Facebook, facebook.com/ Dr. Jen Royster, or The Jen Royster Show. You can just look those two up. Join us over there. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we will see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.